This is Minor League Monthly on YesNetwork.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of Minor League Monthly. I'm your host, Lou DiPietro. After checking in with Charleston and Trenton earlier this season, we're moving all the way up the ladder this month to AAA, with our recent trip to Moosic, Pennsylvania, bringing about a handful of conversations with some Scranton-Wilkes-Barre rail riders. The MLB trade deadline happening right around production of this month's episode could have caused some chaos in the process, but the rail riders are no stranger to change this year. Roughly half of the roster at any given point has seen action in Major League pinstripes, and the team made more than 100 transactions in the first half alone as players cycled between levels, went to or came off the disabled list, or were signed to or released from the AAA level itself. While we tried to shine some light this month on those who hadn't seen the majors yet this year, we do start with one player that has. That's outfielder Ben Gamel, who was up with the Yankees this spring and finished his first half at the AAA All-Star Game. I'm here with Ben Gamel. First question I have for you, Ben, is obviously just recently you were in the AAA All-Star Game. What was that experience like for you?
It was nice. I got to see some familiar faces. Some kids I've came up through the minor leagues with and played against my whole career, so it's always fun seeing some familiar faces from the different leagues and stuff.
This is your second year here, your second full year here now, and you were the International League Rookie of the Year last year, now you're an All-Star this year. You've done very well at this level, and as you've moved up through the ranks, this is an organization filled with left-handed hitting speedy outfielders, and you've really set yourself apart. What have you worked on, especially maybe in the last couple of years, that has moved you up through Trenton and then through these couple of years now here in Scranton-Wilkes-Barre?
Just trying to find consistency. It's a game on production, and just trying to find consistency and keeping that through the years.
Now, as it comes to that, the trade deadline is coming up, and as this show airs, it'll be August 1st. It'll be the trade deadline. In the Major League clubhouse, there's a lot of guys being asked questions about, what happens if you get traded, this and that. When it comes down to a clubhouse down in the minor leagues every year, whether it's here this year or last year or down in the lower minors, is there anything that goes through you guys' minds thinking like, hey, the trade deadline's coming up, a team's looking to acquire a piece, maybe give up a piece, and you guys kind of have any uncertainty as to what's going to happen around that?
Not really, man. For me, I've always tried to take care of business on the field, and that's the main thing. It's a baseball game, so, I just control what I control and kind of go from there.
What you did control earlier this year, let me go back, is you did get a chance to come up to New York and play a handful of games. Finally getting to that major league, that level, your brother obviously played in the majors for a few years with Milwaukee, but finally getting to that level yourself, just what was that experience like for you and what was that call like for you?
It was a dream come true, man. Literally, it's all I can say about it. It's a dream come true. It's why we put in the work, it's why we work hard, it's why we do what we do and grind through what we have to grind through to get there. So
as you go through the rest of this season here, obviously the call up to New York is the ultimate goal, but you guys here are in first place, obviously doing very well this year. As you go through the final month of the minor league season and into the minor league playoffs, how much of it is wanting to win a championship here and be successful versus how much of it is like, hey, September 1st is coming up, I'd love to be in New York, but then you miss out on possibly what happens here?
I think that goes back into the control what you can control. At the end of the day, you still got to go out and play a baseball game every day, whether it's here, whether it's in New York. I'm grateful for the opportunity that I can go out and play a baseball game every day.
Gamel was one of four rail riders to make it to the All-Star Game, but only one of two to play, thanks to Chad Green's promotion and Aaron Judge's injury. One pitcher who made a strong case to be a replacement, though, is our next subject, left-hander Tyler Webb. Now in his second full year in AAA, the former 10th-round pick has done it all for the rail riders. He began the year in a piggyback role out of the starting rotation before settling back into relief, and he's done everything from spot start to close, all while posting a sub-3 ERA in 26 appearances through our chat with him. Webb has done almost everything in the organization, seeing time with the Major League camp each of the last two springs, and also earning an assignment to the Arizona Fall League after last season, and we covered all that and more in a lengthy chat with the lefty. Tyler, you guys have been pretty successful this season, and this Scranton-Wilkes-Barre pitching staff has been, one of the better ones in the International League. As much as you've cycled arms in and out, various from the majors to here and from Double A to here, how have you guys come together as a unit and just produce such great results as a staff?
I think first and foremost, it's just a lot of talent, really, and everyone just knowing what they have to do and not really worrying about where they're pitching. In what roles and stuff, and I think we have a good core of pitching coaches throughout the minor leagues and in the big leagues, and just kind of let us know what they expect of us, and I think the main thing is just talent and a lot of guys pitching well.
You spoke to roles. Now, your role, you've been a reliever for most of your career, but earlier this year the Yankees had you start a few games early on. How did that come about, and what was that like for you transitioning from, you know, your bullpen, even throwing multiple innings, to now you're going out there to start the game?
I think it was just – it was kind of out of necessity, just a little late, and a couple guys went on the DL, and people going up and down from the big leagues starter-wise. So I just kind of jumped in there, and they gave me an opportunity, and – it was a lot different than relieving, just in the kind of the workload and preparation a little bit. But I just tried to keep it as, you know, close to a longer relief appearance is kind of how I tried to do that. And it worked for the most part. You know, still had good outings and bad. And, it was all right. I'd do it if necessary. And,
Did you mention the preparation, but did you change your mindset at all knowing, okay, you know, sometimes you don't necessarily go through the lineup once, let alone twice. But now in a start, if you go three innings, even if you don't, you know, give up any hits, any batters, you're going through that lineup one time. Did it change your mindset at all knowing you might face at least the early hitters a couple of times and not show them stuff or do something different at the start?
No, I don't think so. I just you kind of couldn't, you know, as a reliever, you could kind of get away with, all right, well, I have pretty good fastball command today, so I'm going to, you know, mainly use the fastball. Whereas a starter, you gotta continue to try and find your other stuff because eventually you're going to need it. So I think that was the main thing, just continually trying to work on, you know, the changeup, the slider. Because as a starter, you need more than one pitch or maybe two. You're trying to find that third, and I think that's the biggest thing is you need to have more pitches going for you.
Now, you've mentioned the guys coming up and going down and early in the season, and there's a lot of guys that have done that throughout the season as well. Nick Goody is here right now, you know, just came back down. One of those things where even though he's pitched well, the roster mechanics require someone to come down. When guys go up and down like that, you know, it's been referred to as a Scranton shuttle for the last couple of years. But when some of the guys come up and down, whether it was Pinder and Rumbelow, Goody, those guys last year, and they come back, what is the talk between you guys about, okay, so this is what I learned up there and try to bring that to the team atmosphere as much as you're also trying to become part of that, you know, in the future?
I think they just know, you know, what they need to work on, and they let you, you know, in on little tidbits of this and that. And for the most part, it's not, you know, how to get outs up there, this right. and that, because, you know, pitching is pitching. It's just executing. There's just, you know, less margin for error the higher you go. And I think it's just, you know, how's the atmosphere up there? What's the ins and outs? What are the do's and don'ts? And I think that's the main thing that you learn from the guys that come down is, like, you just want to be comfortable when you get up there. And I think that's the biggest thing is them giving you little tidbits on the do's and don'ts of the clubhouse or travel or stuff like that. And I think it's a big help.
And you've been in Major League camp for most of the last couple of springs, so you've also gotten that experience of being with the team and all that, so it's a little easier in that respect, too?
Definitely. You know, getting to know those guys in spring, and, you know, you get to see some guys when they come back for, you know, rehab stints and stuff like that. And it's just good to put faces with names, and, you know, hopefully when that day does come, it's not, well, I just met 50 new people. Right. You know, you've seen them before, you know right. their names, you know. You don't know them that well, but you know who they are. So I think every little bit counts.
I've talked to a few of the guys in the system throughout the year, and Nick being one of them as well, that there's a lot of SEC pitchers in this organization. Mm-hmm. I know you're a South Carolina guy. So what is that like for you guys? I mean, you guys know it's, you know, coming from college to the pros is a different animal no matter what, but just you guys know the level of baseball there, the competition and everything that you're going through and have played against or with in the case of some of these guys. Is there like a, you know, a little bit more of a bond between you guys knowing that you all came from the same kind of place?
I think that a little bit, you know, we've all played each other, we've heard the names for a while, and there's just, you know, something to talk about. Oh, this and that, you know, I heard this is going on. So-and-so got called up, you remember playing him, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Where's your favorite place to play, this and that. But I'd say just, you know, it's, you know him, and it's just another comfort level that you've been through something together, maybe, for opposing sides, but you've been there, you've been to this place, and it's just, you know, more relationships you build is the big thing, and you know, luckily there's a bunch of guys that I played against, some that I played with. Jordan Montgomery's in Double A.
Yep.
So, you know, it's just good to have those people that you know from different places other than, you know, the Yankees organization.
Last question I'll leave you with is, you know, you're a left-handed reliever by trade. Left-handed relief is an avenue that the Yankees, with the trade of Aroldis Chapman, you know, there's one less left-handed reliever. Mm-hmm. But seeing 105 miles an hour in spring training, I know you were there in spring training with him a little bit. Is that in your arsenal? And, you know, is that ever in your arsenal? And not only that, but just what is that like to watch as another pitcher?
It's definitely not in my arsenal. I'd love to have it. I don't think it's ever going to happen, but it's one of the more impressive things I've ever seen. It's so effortless, and it doesn't look like any other pitch you've ever seen. I don't know how to explain it. You just have to be that close to it, and there's really not that much effort in it is the scary thing.
It's kind of an easy, quick arm motion?
It's efficient. It's pretty flawless. And I don't even think maybe he knows how to do it, or maybe it's just God-given talent. I don't know, but it's something to see.
Moving back to the rotation, we get to a fellow lefty in Dietrich Enns, who himself made a strong all-star case at two levels this season. Enns was the Yankees' 19th round pick out of Central Michigan in 2012, and after losing more than a year in 2014-15 to Tommy John surgery, he has come back stronger than ever. Enns opened 2016 with his first taste of Double-A, and he dominated right away, not allowing an earned run in April en route to being named Eastern League Pitcher of the Month. He ended up making a strong spot start in AAA in May, and after posting a 1.93 ERA in AA through June, he was promoted to Scranton for good. Enns went 4-0 with a 1.84 ERA through his first five starts after that promotion, and shortly after the last one is where we caught up with him to talk about his past surgery, his current success, and even a little bit about a fellow Chippewa with him in the organization. This year has been quite successful for you at both AAA and AA. You know, you're a little over a year now removed from your Tommy John surgery. What's clicked for you since you've come back from the surgery and rehabbed?
Just being aggressive, being able to command my pitches. That's when I've had my most success, is when I can command my fastball and then be able to put guys away with my changeup or my slider. And, you know, just getting ahead of guys is the biggest thing to my success.
You were having a pretty good year with Tampa, I believe, when you got hurt a couple of years ago and ended up having the surgery, and then you came right back. How is it for you? You know, does it make you feel that much better that you come back, you have that injury? It's a common injury, the common surgery these days, but you come right back and you were right back to where you were. Did that encourage you even more than already maybe your rehab had?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And you know, going through the rehab, you know, it was kind of like I was having some. You know, I had some elbow problems, you know, leading up to that, and it was good to finally get the surgery and get that, kind of put that in the past, and, you know, being able to come back and do well was just a great feeling, knowing that didn't miss a beat after missing a year, so it was a good feeling.
On that same vein, how frustrating was it for you pitching so well, and then that pops up, and you have to go get, you know, the surgery to get it taken care of? Just how frustrating is that to you when you're coming into your own, you're developing, and then all of a sudden stop from scratch?
Yeah, it kind of sucks. You know, you see all your buddies, you know, moving up through the system and stuff and then doing well, and you feel like you could be right there with them. You know, I just, you know, took it in stride, you know that it was a good, you know, I needed to get the surgery done and, you know, have a healthy arm again and not be able to not pitch hurt like I had been. And it was good to finally, you know, have some, you know, conclude, like, you know, be able to, put a finishing thing on my elbow and, you know, come back and be healthy. So it's good.
You spoke to your buddies. I do have to ask you, there's not a lot of Central Michigan Chippewas in the pros, but there's one in the organization, Jordan Foley. You guys pitched together for 1 year. You mentioned he was a freshman when you were a junior. What was it like to welcome him into the organization? I know, you know, I've talked to some of the guys here. There's a lot of SEC guys in the pitching ranks throughout the organization, but to have one of your own from college in here, what was that like for him, and how have you gotten to work with him in the pros?
Oh, it was great. Seeing him get drafted, I was excited for him, and so it was really awesome to see him and, you know, welcome him into the Yankee family. And he's always come to me with questions when he first got drafted, and we still keep in touch very often, I'd say, and so we're still good friends, and, you know, I got to know him as a freshman, and really have kind of followed him since then. You know, when I was in the pros and he was still at college, I went and saw him pitch a few times. So we've had a good bond, and it's good to see him doing well.
And he just got bumped up to Double A, and you've been there this year, so there's a chance. I mean, you guys may be on the same roster here somewhere pretty soon.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, if he continues to pitch well, and me too, we could find ourselves playing together soon.
One thing I do have to ask you, for those who may not know, you know, they know the name Dietrich Enns. You've put yourself on the map since you come back for Tommy John surgery, but they may not know much about your repertoire. So, you know, when you're a left-hander, do you classify yourself as more of the crafty lefty, the power lefty, somewhere in between? How would you scout yourself for our listeners who may follow the system but don't necessarily know your pitching?
Oh, I'm not a power lefty by any means. not like the power lefties they got up in New York throwing, you know, upper 90s, 100. But
105's not in your arsenal?
No, I wish. But, no, I'd say I'm a low 90s, high 80s fastball, anywhere in there, but I wouldn't say crafty, but, you know, trying to mix my pitches and, you know, just get ahead of guys with all my pitches and be able to throw any pitch in any count is the name of the game.
When it comes to, you know, the encouragement of the system, I know that with the trade deadline coming up and having passed as this airs, and then, you know, going forward in the season, a lot of guys here, you know, Luis Sessa's been here a lot of the season, Chad Green's been here a lot of the season, Severino just got called up today as we speak. There's a lot of guys. Knowing that cycle is going, how much more encouraging is that for you as well, knowing you've pitched well, you've been promoted from Double A to Triple A, and now, you know, there's a chance I'm putting myself out there to get that major league opportunity sooner rather than later?
Yeah, it's awesome to see, and especially being here in AAA, you see it firsthand. Moves happen very often with guys going up and coming down, and, you know, they get their opportunity up there and make the most of it. You know, you could stick. And so it's good to see firsthand guys, you know, that pitch well here, you know, they're getting their opportunities up there. So it's really encouraging to be here and to pitch for the Rail Riders.
Now, Enns has been at AAA full-time for only about a month, but one of his rotation mates that has been there all season is righty Kyle Haynes. Originally acquired from Pittsburgh in the December 2013 trade that sent Chris Stewart to the Steel City, Haynes worked out of the bullpen at Class A Advanced Tampa in 2014, and he started there with Trenton last year, but he moved to the rotation mid-season and ended up making 7 starts for the Rail Riders late in 2015. He has now been a stalwart in the Scranton rotation this year, and through the end of July, he led the team in starts and was second behind Chad Green in innings pitched, making a play for either a chance with the Yankees this or next year, or perhaps a candidacy as a Rule 5 pick this winter if he's not added to the 40-man roster. Let's hear from Haynes. Kyle, you pitched yesterday, and it was another strong start in a good season for you. The last couple of years since moving into the starting rotation last year in Trenton, you pitched very well. What was that move like for you going full-time from being in the bullpen in Tampa and early Trenton to now starting and then here starting this year?
It wasn't too big of a jump for me. I started pretty much all through high school and for 3 years in college, so I was familiar with the routine and the workload. But there was a little bit of an adjustment period for being a reliever for a year and a half and then getting back into it. But you know, after a few weeks, after a few starts, I was comfortable with it.
This year, you know, this pitching staff has been one of the better ones in the International League. You guys have the best record in the International League as we speak. However, as we speak tonight, this is the day of the Aroldis Chapman trade. Luis Severino up to the majors, Vicente Campos coming up from Double A to start. It's been like that seemingly all year for you guys with a lot of moving parts in the rotation and in the bullpen. How have you guys been able to, you know, keep the focus and succeed and just make it that one man, you know, one line, one man up, next guy goes in and does his job?
Yeah, I think, you know, we have a lot of hard workers in this organization, and I think it shows a lot about the pitching coaches in our organization that it seems like whoever comes up, whether it's in the bullpen or a starter, everyone's, you know, getting the job done for the most part. So it's been fun to watch.
And you got to know a lot of these guys too. You spent some time in Major League camp this year. What was that experience like for you to be able to just get to know some of these guys you didn't necessarily, you know, get to play with or work with too much during your first couple seasons here?
It was a lot of fun. I mean, to just watch some of the guys over there work and just see how they go about their business. It was a great experience.
Now, one of the things that's, you know, on the mind of everybody, as I said, as we speak today is the day of the Aroldis Chapman trade becoming official. You were traded in the offseason, but it's coming into a different organization. You were drafted by the Pirates and then traded here as part of a deal. What's that like coming in for you, coming into a new organization, especially so quickly after coming into pro ball and kind of starting all over again with a new group of guys?
Yeah, you know, I'd only spent a season with Pittsburgh, and I felt like I was just getting my feet wet with them, and then got the news I was traded, and I came over here, and I didn't know a lot of people, but yeah, it didn't take too long. A lot of good guys in the clubhouse and get along great with a lot of the staff here, so it was a pretty easy transition.
There's kind of a good mix of guys here that have, you know, been Yankees for their entire career versus guys that were either brought in as trades, free agents, things like that. So when that happens, you know, midseason, you get promoted, someone gets promoted, a new guy comes in from a trade, does that make it a little easier for you to connect with them, just knowing you've gone through that experience and you kind of know what that's like for them?
Yeah, whenever we get a new person in, I kind of, and that you can kind of tell when they walk around the clubhouse, you know, they're kind of, not that they don't fit in, they just don't really know anybody, so I just try to, you know, do my best to introduce myself and kind of make them feel welcome because I know what that feeling's like.
And the last question I have for you is just speaking to that, you're one of the guys here that's been pretty much with Al Padrique along the way. You know, you played for him at a couple of different stops now. How important is that for, especially a pitcher? Your manager knows you, yeah. Knows the way you pitch, knows your routines, knows things like that. So is it a little more comfortable for you, like you know the skipper's expectations as you move up along the line?
Definitely. I mean, it makes it easier to come to work every day knowing what's expected of you. And, I mean, Skip's great. He knows there's no secrets, you know. He tells you straight up if there's something that needs to be done. He's a great guy. He's always got your back, and, hopefully get to continue to play for him in the future.
And as we get set to close out this edition of Minor League Monthly, I must note that a combo of injury rehab and rain the day we were in Scranton prevented us from talking to Aaron Judge, Jake Cave, or Cesar Puello, but dodging raindrops after batting practice did give us a chance to catch up with Mason Williams. The Yankees' former number one prospect is finally back and fully healthy after missing almost a year with a shoulder injury, returning to the Rail Riders after hitting .333 in 11 games on a rehab assignment in Tampa. Williams was at a .293 clip through his first 10 games back in AAA, and he hopes to be hitting his stride as the dog days of August lead into the expanded rosters of September. All right, I'm here with Mason Williams. Mason, first of all, welcome back. How was it for you knowing you were hoping to be out 6 to 8, maybe 10 months, come back a little bit after opening day, but it wasn't until, you know, early July that you really got back out on the field, started your rehab assignment. How difficult, frustrating, tough was that for you to miss an extra couple of months?
I didn't miss an extra couple of months. I probably missed a month, and no one ever said it was 6 to 8 months. I mean, a surgery like this isn't taking 6 to 8 months to fully recover, so I knew it was going to take longer than that, but... I mean, yeah, it definitely took about a year, and but like I said, I mean, it was a process, and I trusted it, and I mean, I'm just happy and fortunate to be back.
When you see, you know, an injury like that, you dive into first base, and just something pops. The same exact thing happened to Dustin Ackley earlier this year. Just how frustrating is it for something like that to happen on something that seems like a routine play for you guys?
It's extremely frustrating. I mean, it's one of those things that you can't control, really, and like I said, it was obviously frustrating, but it was a process that I had to trust. And like I said, I mean, I got over it and I got through it.
When you came back, was there anything, you know, you had a short rehab assignment most of the games with Tampa before coming back up here. Was there anything specifically you were looking on, working on? I know obviously you have to get your timing back as a hitter. Mm-hmm. And you didn't play the field the first few days just to get that going, I'm sure. But was there anything specifically you were looking on, like, okay, this is when I know I'm ready?
I just wanted to play a full 9 innings. You know, that was the biggest thing for me is, you know, when I started my rehab assignment, I was mostly mainly just hitting, and I was just DHing for the Tampa Yankees. And I wanted, you know, really just get back in center field and outfield and put my feet back in outfield, you know, just play 9 innings and feel, you know, and really feel like what it is to, you know, play 9 innings again. I mean, it's been a long time, but I'm just happy to be, basically just happy to be back with the guys, really. That's it.
This is a great group of guys, you know, for you guys to play with, and this team has the best record in the International League right now. I've asked a couple of the guys, but knowing you've been, you know, with this team last year a little bit and down and Trenton for a while too, you guys were really good. What's that like knowing that there's a chance any day, just today, Severino called up to fill in the bullpen while the Chapman trade goes through. What's that like knowing every day there may be a different roster construction, but you still have to go out, play the game, and the idea is still to win?
Absolutely, and that also goes back to something that I know we as a team can't control, you know, who goes up and who leaves us or where gets traded, like you said earlier. I mean, those things are out of our hands, but I know one thing that we can do as a team is, like you said, come out here and play together and continue trying to win ballgames.
With that, I have to ask you about the trade deadline, because I know you've never been traded, obviously. You've been a Yankee your whole career, but the term top prospect gets thrown around a lot all the time. Gleyber Torres, who came from the Cubs in the Chapman deal, was their top prospect, according to many organizations. As someone, you know, even just any minor leaguer, whether you're a top prospect or whatever your label may be, When the trade deadline comes along, is there any sometimes any anxiety within the guys? Like, hey, you never know what's going to happen, or is there going to be a new face? Am I headed somewhere? Just is there any anxiety knowing it's a time of flux in baseball?
No, not to me personally. I mean, like you just said, I've been with the Yankees organization since I've been drafted, since 2010. But you know, I've seen guys, you know, get traded. My friends, you know, I've had friends get traded or, you know, get released or whatever it is. And that's another thing that goes back to things that's something we can't control. You know, and I can't control and I can't sit here and thinking about the trade deadline. You know, I got to think, you know, we obviously have a game tonight at 7:05. And, you know, and that's something I control.
Last question I have for you is just, you know, having missed the first half of the season, obviously, you know, you're back and everything's good to go. Is there anything you're looking to work on for yourself the later half of the season? I'm sure that getting back to the Bronx at some point is obviously a goal, but is there anything you're looking to work on within yourself the second half of the season and going forward into next year, hopefully having a full year?
Yeah, just continue to develop as a player and as can develop as a person for myself, whether it's, you know, I'm pretty sure I said this before, I mean, on the field or off the field, and just develop as a person in general and, you know, like just like you said, get back and help the club up in September.
Williams is on the 40-man roster, so he definitely could see some time in the majors later this season, just as Gamble did earlier this year. And with those outfield bookends, we close out yet another edition of Minor League Monthly. Be sure to join us for our next episode right around Labor Day weekend, as we wrap up our trips to the affiliates with a visit to Staten Island and some chats with a selection of newer Baby Bombers as they get ready to wrap up the New York Penn League short season. Until then, I'm your host, Lou DiPietro, saying thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.